Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So for me, it's really like we get presented with opportunities every day. We're surrounded by opportunities, and we just need to be aware of them and be open to finding out more about them and receiving them.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shum, and in this episode, we'll continue the conversation with co-founder of Next for Sale, Liam Austin. He reveals the outcome of the extraordinary story of his first property purchase, what to expect to gain out of the property virtual summits he's hosting, personal habits that helped him make the right decisions, and much, much more. After so many twists and turns, Austin shares the final outcome of the extraordinary story of his first investment property.
I agreed. We sent out the contracts, which really detailed yearly rental agreements with options for further years. And they ended up renting that commercial space from me for, I think it was like 7 years, well, until they ended up selling all of the rest of the developments. So they would pay the rent up front in one kind of big lump sum. And that also helped me to put the deposit down and pay off the deposit for that first investment that I made. And by the end of the contract, it would end once they'd sold all of the properties in the development, and there were thousands of them, which is why it took so many years. But once that was over, they would turn my apartment back into an apartment from a showroom. So I would get brand new furnishings and finishings to that apartment, so that maybe all the other apartments in my building would have been, you know, say 7 years old, and mine would have been brand new. So there was a lot of kind of benefits and positive for moving forward and agreeing to this deal. So it sounded good. I went ahead with it, and it was, you know, sit and forget. Maybe, you know, you talked about probably investments boring, and this is maybe a fun, interesting story. Well, it was exciting for me, right, going through this journey. And but it allowed me to really sit back and have this passive income coming in and not really have to worry too much about the property being damaged by tenants, because I knew it was going to be built brand new again at the end of the contract. So it was like sit back, forget, really boring kind of stuff, but it was putting money into my account, which was a great position to be in. And that really sparked the whole idea of, okay, well, this is, you know, this is nice, this is good, like maybe we can do more of this. And at the end of the 7 years, I found out that the developer had purchased the apartment next door to mine and was looking to offload that. And they were asking, well, did you want to buy that one next door? Because we need to get rid of it, but it's quite difficult to get rid of because it was this smaller one bedroom that was kind of tucked away next to mine, like behind mine, didn't have the light that mine had access to. And so they ended up finding a buyer who wanted to buy theirs, but only on the condition that they were able to buy mine as well. So they were in a position where they wanted to force through a sale and push me to go and sell my property at the same time. And since it was a commercial property, We got quite a good return on that, and I was able to sell the property off as commercial. So it was quite a journey going through that, thinking, okay, I'm going to get a brand new apartment out of this, to ended up selling from buying a residential to selling a commercial apartment.
We run through the numbers of the return that he saw from that property and what it was able to do for him long term.
The biggest benefit really that I ended up walking away from with this was during that period of 7 years whilst I was renting out that commercial property, I'd bought another property up on the Central Coast. And so that property ended up being a subdivision, which I can talk more about in more detail. But when the opportunity came to sell this commercial property in Rhodes, I realized that the money that they were offering was going to be able to pay off the equity, pay off the mortgage loan that I had with the bank for the Central Coast property, which would allow me to own that property outright and not have to worry about any repayments or anything like that for that property. So that deal really set me up to create that passive income in my life. And then I mentioned that from there, I really went and lived overseas for a while, and that facilitated that whole lifestyle.
He lays out how he was able to avoid getting himself into situations that could be problematic.
I wouldn't say anything that really stressed me out. And I've always been someone who wants to put themselves in a position where they don't have to worry about, having to turn up to a 9-to-5 job or having to be location dependent and worry about, okay, I'm waiting for that next paycheck to come in. I really wanted to put myself in a position where I could have passive income, which would give me, that financial freedom to travel the world, live my lifestyle, start my own business, not worry about having a boss, right? Like, these are all things that I really did want for myself. And so when it came to investing in the properties, the first commercial one, I think, really gave me a big boost and gave me the advantage over maybe a bad deal that could have really, shocked the system. But this really set me up to feel like confident with my financial situation and know that I could be a little bit more flexible. I could negotiate. I could spend time, and there was no rush. There was no one could or had to force me into doing anything. There was no boss. There was no financial stress happening there. So that when you're in a position like that where you can choose your own destiny, if you like, where you are able to make your own decisions, being free without having your hands or one hand tied behind your back. So I was able to not be forced into any of these, problem situations, or I could avoid these knowing that, okay, well, I can surround myself with the right people. I can invest in getting the experts to give me advice and to help me out and put me in the, keep me going in the right direction. And I think, I talked about, surround yourself with, inspirational people or successful people that have already achieved what you're hoping to achieve. And so doing that has really made sure that I avoid, those rookie mistakes, gives me confidence, taking maybe a lower risk approach to things, knowing that I'm following a proven trodden path that will lead me to the goal and the success that I'm aiming for.
We dive in as Austin shares with us the moment in his career where he knew he was on the right track.
There's so many along that way, and I think I mentioned quite a few of them in the story. But if there was a big lesson, it was okay, well, commercial is worth more than maybe residential, and there's so many different intricacies to property investing that you can take advantage of and can really mean a a lot more zeros maybe in your bank account. So with that second property investment, I went looking for land that could be subdivided. And I ended up purchasing one piece of property which had two dwellings on it, which gave me a high rental yield, gave me a greater cash flow, and again, allowed me to travel the cash flow. And I was looking to purchase in an area that had a high capital growth. And so this property ended up being in that location that I was looking. And because of the ability to subdivide that property, I did that pretty much straight away on purchase, which unlocked instant equity for me and increased the valuation of that property. And if I had of, you know, maybe stayed in Australia, I could have then gone ahead and leveraged that extra equity in that property to go and purchase more properties. But really, with my focus on the lifestyle aspect of it, the travel and wanting to start my own business, that's really been the focus from me from there.
It is a great position to be in when your properties are doing well and provide you with numerous other opportunities.
The buy and hold strategy, so I don't really look at selling that, just keep that rented out for the meantime. And I think if we decide, okay, well, let's maybe expand our portfolio, let's see what we can do, then maybe we'd reassess whether that asset was the highest performing asset that we could have inside our portfolio and make a decision there. But right now, kind of happy for it to just grow in value and bring in that cash flow.
We delve into some of the next steps that Austin's looking to take in his career and how he's going about to achieve them.
The properties are sitting there and, you know, growing and doing great, doing what they should be doing. You know, it's a bit boring, right? I'm sitting back, not doing too much over here in Malta. But my partner, I mentioned before, is Swedish. And so we are looking to, you know, decide, okay, well, where's our next move? Where do we want to travel to? Maybe it's South America. Maybe it's Sweden. Maybe it's Australia. What's the next step? And I think eventually we're at a point where we want to create a family and we'll want to settle down somewhere. And whether that is, okay, do we buy the family home or do we rent? You know, what is the choice there? Do you want to go after, you know, another investment, capital growth and cash flow and just rent something? Or, you know, maybe not worry about the financial side of things too much and purchase, you know, that dream home that you just want to you know, settle down in. So from that perspective, those are some decisions we need to make. But really the focus now with our investments is on the business. So looking at growing Entrepreneurs HQ, running more of these online conferences for ourselves, for our own business, but we also help our students to run these online events for themselves in various different industries. I mean, I've seen it work everything from gardening and those types of like hobbies to sport and consumer orientated things to investment. Mentioned property investment, one we're doing in Australia, as well as, you know, the financial cryptocurrencies into the business and the B2B world. So really that's the focus, helping to grow that business, create and bring more of these conferences to people who may not have access to them because they're, you know, living in different parts of the world, and give them access to the expertise that may help them with something that they're suffering. Maybe it is a health issue that they're going through and they can't get access to the surgeons or the doctors that they need to, because, you know, they live on the other side of the world. They cost thousands and thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to get access to, and they can get access to the latest information and data to help them with their solve their problems, solve their issues, solve their health issues that they're going through via these online conferences. So we're focusing on doing more of these and helping others bring an online conference to their business, to their market.
We learn about the upcoming virtual summit that Austin is holding and what people can expect to get out of it if they attend.
In the past, we've processed the tasks that really needed to be done to run a successful event. We've tested a lot of things as well to see what works and what doesn't, what, you know, not to waste your time on, what to avoid. And so the Australian Property Investment Show is bringing together over 20 of Australia's top property investors and industry leaders, experts, teaching their number one property investment strategy. So what it is that they use for their own investments, what is that strategy that has really given them the highest yield, the biggest return, the biggest, you know, wealth creator? What was that thing that they do, and walk us through that process, what step by step. Okay, so some of the speakers talk about really specific topics such as, okay, well, we're renovating or negotiating with seller, or, you know, making sure that you've got the right tax deductions, all the way through to the bigger picture stuff, which is, okay, creating the whole property investment plan, the short term, the medium, the long term, and going from A to Z right through your situation down to actually purchasing that property and then managing that property and growing your portfolio. So it's really interesting actually just speaking to all these experts who have had decades of experience. You know, a lot of them have been involved in thousands of property transactions for themselves and their clients. So they know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. And there's, you know, many different approaches for it. And especially when it comes down to your own individual situation, it's definitely something that needs to be taken into account. There's not really one size fits all, but there's certainly some options and different opportunities that are available in the market right now. So the show is running from the 6th to the 10th of November. It's free. So you can go and grab your free ticket at propertyinvestmentshow.com.au and attend all the sessions across the 5 days. There is some networking elements, some live discussion panel and live Q&As that are happening. So do get involved in that. And really the inspiration behind it was we're launching a new tool called Next for Sale, which allows property investors to really buy and uncover those properties that are below market value to release that instant equity.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into virtual summits and Liam Austin shares what we can expect to get out of them.
You can really get access to the expertise and the material for your own property investment journey just by, you know, accessing the internet via your computer or mobile phone.
Some advice that he would like to share with us.
I just encourage people to just, you know, look for those opportunities, grab them when they can, try to keep a positive mindset and outlook on things.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Sharm and you're listening to Property Investory. Virtual summits are a fairly new concept, but the advice and expertise you can receive through them is incredible.
It's definitely a growing industry. There hasn't necessarily been very many done for specific niches. And I think when it comes to Australian property investment, I haven't come across any online conferences of the size and scale of what we're doing. So it's pretty cool that we're bringing what may be a traditional in-person expo that you have to visit in Sydney, Melbourne, Perth or Brisbane, and we're bringing it online so that if you are in, you know, country Victoria, you don't need to travel to the city to attend the event. You can really get access to the expertise and the material for your own property investment journey just by, you know, accessing the internet via your computer or mobile phone. So I haven't seen another event like this online, but I love the being someone that travels a lot and is around the world and maybe misses out on things that are happening back home in Australia. It's great for me to be able to host this and get access to this information. So there are a lot of investors investing in the Australian market that live outside of Australia, and here's an opportunity for them to really get access to this content and this expertise.
Austin shares with us what the property investment experts will be talking about during the summit and what you can expect to learn from them.
Everyone's sharing their number one strategies for wealth creation. So we're talking here about getting higher capital growth and finding the right locations, getting greater cash flow for your portfolio to increase your amount of properties, or maybe to fund your travel and your lifestyle. But also just, you know, bringing in the experts, and rather than, you know, doing it yourself, it just really helps you feel confident, gives you a firmer resolution on your plan. It's a lower risk approach. So you can go and purchase with a higher level of certainty, avoid the rookie mistakes, and sleep well at night. And when we're looking at these individual sessions, there's a few commonalities between them, which is really looking at, okay, how can I purchase a better performing property for a better price? And when it comes to the ultimate goal, I think of a lot of investors, based on our speakers and their own clients, there's a similar goal that people are looking for, and possibly it is ultimately looking to replace your income with a property investment portfolio, allowing you to be financially free to go and enjoy your ideal lifestyle. So if those kind of things are what you're looking for, if that interests you, then I do encourage you to come and attend the show.
It's helpful to have the right people around you that can provide some of their own experience or advice, which can be invaluable.
Super important to surround yourself with the right people, the right community, people that you look up to that have achieved what you want to achieve. And being someone who's come from a sporting background, I really like this quote. It kind of helps me with my daily decisions and moving forward and making progress and taking action. And that quote is, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So for me, it's really like we get presented with opportunities every day. We're surrounded by opportunities, and we just need to be aware of them and be open to finding out more about them and receiving them. So if you can take the attitude of, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take out into the world today and over the next few weeks, and just think, okay, well, I'm going to be, you know, that yes person that says yes to these opportunities that come in front of me, or I'm going to be open to exploring these opportunities with an open mind, but also knowing that I'm going to do my research, I'm going to ask the advice of experts who have done and gone through this before, who have achieved what I want to achieve, so that I've got all the right information. Then I think when you do these things, you're going to be able to more quickly achieve really your goals for your life and the lifestyle that you want for yourself and your family.
He gives us his own book recommendation and also tells us about how useful podcasts can be as well.
There's many that's inspired me across the years, and more so and more recently podcasts. So I think you know, subscribing to Property Investory and making sure that you get these advice in your ear on a daily basis on your commute to work or wherever it might be. I think that's really important to surround yourself with, you know, the right advice and the right people. And maybe it comes through, you know, podcasts or from books. And one book in particular that has inspired me over the last 12 months has been Work Less, Make More, which is a pretty inspiring title, right? And it follows a little bit around my philosophy recently, which is trying to take a little bit step back, work a little bit less, but still increase my wealth and increase my cash flow. And that's a book written by James Schrampka.
Property investment can be pretty stressful, and you need to be able to take a time out and relax your mind. Austin shares with us how he's able to do that.
I'd say sport. Like when it comes to property investing, I think it can be quite stressful, or any type of financial investments. Like they are big decisions when you are, you know, going and purchasing such a big thing like a property. And so clearing your head and making sure you do have the right, you know, focus, and getting that, you know, 1,000-foot view of your life, and rather than just being ingrained in the daily tasks and, you know, the whole rat race and go, it's good to step back and take another look from a different angle at these decisions and what you're doing and moving forward. And so for me, it's really sport that allows me to do that. And right now it's either going out surfing or swimming, where there's, you know, no device that I need to check my mobile phone, check for emails or these alerts popping up from the social media. I can just be by myself and be with my own thoughts. And I think it's something that's missing from our lives more and more because of the attention the mobile phone that's you know, with us all the time really demands, with it grabbing our attention with alerts and so forth. So if you can put that down, step away, go for a run, go for a swim, go for a walk, whatever it might be, I think that's really something that has helped me be better, make better decisions and be more focused, as well as just be more happy as well.
Looking back, we find out what Austin would have liked to change or improve on throughout his career in the past.
I think I would have shown myself the model of doing a virtual summit or an online conference back then. That would be where I would be. But even now, even right today, like doing an online conference or a virtual event really does a lot for your own personal branding and exposure. Like, people start looking up to you as an expert, as an authority, being the host of this industry event that pulls together the influencers in your market. It creates that network of influencers that you build these relationships with, that you can partner and talk about opportunities of working together, maybe JVing, and it brings in a bit of revenue. It builds your email list, which is a really big asset for a business nowadays. One of the biggest assets that a business can have is their customer list, and just making an impact on the world. So a virtual event can really have a huge impact in your market and give access to information to people who, you know, can't afford it or are too far away to be able to get access to it for whatever reason. And so you are doing a really good thing and giving a really positive impact out into the world. So I'd encourage people to go and check out virtual summits and online conferences and seeing whether that's something that could maybe help you start a business or grow your existing business.
Last question for you is, how much of your success is due to your skill, intelligence, and hard work, and how much of it is because of luck?
Luck definitely comes into it, but you make your own luck. And I think it comes back to that quote of, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You know, yeah, I've failed a lot. I've taken a lot of shots, right? And I've missed a lot, but then there's a few that land as well. And those ones that land are the ones that you, that move you forward and take you to where you want to be. So I just encourage people to just, you know, look for those opportunities. Grab them when they can. Try to keep a positive mindset and outlook on things, making sure that you are surrounding yourself with the right expertise, you're getting the right advice and information to make better decisions.
If you want to keep in contact with Austin after the show, he provides the details in which you are able to do so.
Yeah, you can email me at liam@nextforsale.com. Check out nextforsale.com.au and the new property investor tool that allows you to buy property below market value and release that instant equity. Otherwise, yeah, come to the show. I would love you to be in attendance, and there is those networking events so we can meet virtually. And that website's propertyinvestmentshow.com.au. Go and grab your free ticket. And obviously Tyrone's talking there as well, and it's got a great session. So I encourage you to show up and show him some love as well.
Thank you to Liam Austin, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to listen to his full story, simply visit propertyinvestory.com.au.